Today on our program, we are going to be talking with Marty Lamori. Marty with the Boone County Historical Society. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's that time. We need to keep updated on what's going on with you guys.
Right. Well, we kind of had our board meetings a little close together this time because we had our July one late and our June one late and our July one on time. So it seemed like we just had a meeting. But there's always something happening and going at the History Center. So
I do know that, you know, one of the things you had touched on last time that was with the street construction that's going to be going on kind of held off on doing some things that you had been planning earlier on. Not that they're going away, still going to have these, but so where are we at? What's going on with some of the plans now? Because I know this is a time when you can get in and do some work if you have some volunteers show up.
Right. We've been very lucky to have some really great volunteers. We have a couple new ones. A couple of people helping. We're working really diligently on our second floor.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, we had talked about trying to get open with second floor in July, but with the construction, we're kind of pushing that back. We don't have a firm date yet, but we really are heading in that direction. And Jeannie Carpenter Whitekey mm-hmm. is our exhibits coordinator, and she's a force. She has a three-page Word document list of the to-dos up there, and that way people can go ahead and work independently. If a volunteer comes in, they can just go check the list and see which one of the things they can do independently without any direction. Yeah. So our ledges exhibit is coming along. We're going to be having a sign delivered that we're going to be hanging up on the wall in that exhibit probably next week sometime. Also the Kate Shelley exhibit's coming along. Things have been moved from the first floor room up to the second floor. And then we're also working on some new framing and some new signage.
Okay.
We aren't going to do anything that's temporary. We kind of had to do that with the Fairway exhibit
mm-hmm.
because since we knew we weren't sure where things were going to stay and how we wanted it to look, we didn't want to invest in the cost of the permanent signage like what's in the Becoming Boone Room, which is really nice signage. We have an ag display and a railroad display that we're working on upstairs. So it's really exciting to see it start to really kind of come together. We had some painting redone up on second floor, as well as in that Fairway and Carl Fritz Henning and Kate Shelley room was completely repainted and got some new quarter round put around on the floor just to kind of finishing off some things that were kind of left undone. It's kind of like at home. nobody else might even notice it, but we do and know that we're kind of, upgrading the look. So,
sure.
And then also meeting to look and see for futuristically what we want to have in the room on first floor that had the Kate Shelley and Carl Fritz Henning displays, how we're going to expand displays in that area, definitely with Fairway in that room,
mm-hmm.
and then possibly other local businesses is kind of the focus in that particular room. Mm-hmm. Then we are working on having the new display, which I talked about last time, with the Nathaniel Boone display.
The Dragoon Trail,
recreation of items, and it's a donation from an individual. I don't have his name written down, so I don't want to do it, but it's Joel Howell's brother-in-law. He's a former professor, very detail-oriented, and he had been a part of the Dragoon Trail reenactment, so he has just lots of information as well as display items. So we're looking to get that located, and I think it's going to be on first floor, and that display we're looking towards September of getting that ready. So lots going on and lots to do. So
I was going to say
we're excited.
Yeah, I was going to say with even the work on Story Street kind of slowing down what could be done, most people would think, well, you don't have to go so fast then to get things done. But it sounds like everybody's staying pretty much on task. We want this done, and this is a perfect opportunity to get it done.
Right. And main thing, we're excited about the Story Street work. That's a great improvement for downtown. But it just limits where, you know, for access for people. So if we wanted to have an event, it really isn't very conducive, you know, to entrance into our building for that. So that's, you know, that's the main reason why we kind of redid our timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think it makes it a little more reasonable timeline. Of course, you know, not everybody is the Energizer Bunny, and that nickname has been donned on several people, but Jeannie Weidke is definitely an Energizer Bunny. She's a force behind getting things done at the center. She's very good.
Well, and she's done a lot of the display. That's one of the things that's always interesting to listen to her talk about when she starts getting an idea for a display. Just how she puts it all together in her head and then gets everybody to buy in on it, you know.
Right. Either that or just tells them where it's going to go.
There's that, too.
Which is fine, too. Yeah. So she spends a lot of her free time at working on things for the center, for sure. Okay. So
busy but, there, without a doubt.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So anyway, then let's see. Back, I'll just kind of look at my agenda here and see. Just for kind of some old business, we're working with smokestacks and silos. That's you have to qualify to be able to be a part of that organization. I don't think there's a cost involved with it, but you have to qualify with what you have. And then they provide a publication as well as locations of... what word am I looking for?
Well, it's a regional...
places to go visit,
yeah,
for instance,
yeah.
Museums and different places throughout the state that they look at as qualifying as historical.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're applying for that, and we had someone come and visit, and they said that they feel as though we do qualify already.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like should be no problem. So that's kind of a nice additional thing to help maybe... get us on the map and have people come visit.
It's another,
and especially with the upgrade and the change in some new things for display, that'll be really helpful.
Sure.
Let's see. We got our donor plaques. I think I talked about that last time too.
Mm-hmm.
We finally got that all updated on our wall. When you enter in through the front doors, there's plaques for individuals who have done donations of a certain level. I do think I said this before, and I'll say it again. I really want people, if you have donated and you come to the center and you don't see your plaque up there, it's an oversight. It's not personal, and just let one of the board members know it's an oversight on our part, and we'll get one up. So, because we do really appreciate. Our donors, you know, we can't survive off of just memberships.
Yeah.
We keep those at a pretty low cost. And even though it does help financially, we heavily depend on the donors as well as then grants that we apply for also. So let's see. We're looking really intently at our website. We had a website. It ended up, I think it, I'll use the term crashed, and maybe that's not the right word, but we were without a website for a period of time and then put one up, but it's very basic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real interactive. The best thing about it is that you can sign up for your membership on it and pay online, which is great. But the thing of it is we don't want to enhance it too much because we don't want to have a lot of stuff on the site. We want people to come to the center.
Sure.
But we do need to upgrade it. So we had quite a lengthy discussion on what we'd like to see with that. improvements on our website. And suggestions from people would be great. If you do go out to our site, www.bchsiowa.org, and you kind of look at it and say, this is what I'd like to have. This is what kind of information I'd like to see on the site. Or we'd be open to anybody's ideas on that. Because it's really for the end user, individuals getting online. So
you want, and that's one of the things, it's like with so many, how much do we want and how much are we going to use this to attract people to our venue?
Right, exactly. Let's see, what else? We talked over this year, because of all the activities that we have going on with getting our moving taking place, we decided at this point in time we are not going to be able to have the time, energy, or manpower to participate in anything with Pufferbellies this year. At least at this point, we're not thinking that we are. In the past, we've had, done quite a bit when we did the float and the parade for the Boone High School band reunion. We've tried to have a presence or do something. Right now, we're kind of holding off on probably not being able to participate this year. But that could change. Maybe things will move along quick enough in August. And since it's in September this year, we'll kind of give it some time and see what we think. So
can't commit too soon. But again, you guys do have a lot of things going on that if the street's all done and everything being open during Pufferbilly Days is a great opportunity.
Right. I'm just looking at my notes here. I'm going to go digress a little bit back to Nathaniel Boone. It's Raleigh Schaefer is the name of who is doing the artifacts for the Dragoons that he's going to be donating this fall. So I did have his name written down. Just didn't come right to mind. So
now, were you looking at having him do a some sort of a presentation as well? Or
yeah, good point. Yes, we are. We're hoping he'll do a Saturday with the Scholar in September after when he's here, because he's actually going to come and help set up the display. So we're excited for that. And by that time, we'll have second floor will be open, and then we'll have the new display. So there's more for individuals to see. Even though what we're moving up, the new things up on second floor will be that ag display.
Sure.
Because otherwise, it'll be changed and updated with the Carl Fritz Henning. The Kate Shelley one will have some new features to it. So it isn't just exactly the same thing that was down on first floor. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Collections are going well. Nothing special on that. I've really kind of gone through exhibits. Working on another Trail Tales. We do the two publications of that a year, so we're always looking for what we want to have for articles in that. And maintenance, I think, as far as the building itself, it's like an old house. There's always something to straighten up, clean up, improve upon. We painted our back door. It was blue for a long time, and now it matches our outside shed. And so just always have something going on, and we're lucky to have a really good person that does that job for us, that knows the building and knows what we like, and he's a local person, and we really enjoy that. I'm looking out my window and it's raining like crazy. Not to change the subject, but if you want the weather report from Montana Road, it's pouring out here.
I'm trying to tell out my front window here. That's what I'm looking to see. I tell you what, though, one of the things is we've been very fortunate. I know the water is up down around Mongona in that area. But I did want to go back to, the Kate Shelley project and stuff like that. Yeah, I know you're still trying to get some more people involved and see if we can't put some kind of a group or committee or something to help work with what can we do here? And again, we're not talking about jumping in and building a big display or anything right away, but what can we do and how can we, because that is a destination point.
Right. And it's probably not going to ever be as robust as it was at one time in the past with Charles Irwin. Mm-hmm. You know, there was, I think, you know, multiple visits with the school kids and tours through that building just because of the fact that we don't have the manpower or to cover that, sure. You know, to have that open all the time. But the ways that you can support right now, again, like you, as you know, we're really focusing on getting up the main building. So we just are, that's where our focus is right now.
Yep.
What you can do if you are interested in Kate Shelley or at some point helping when we do become active with that, which would be sometime after this September, when we get these other projects moved along. What we need to do next is we already have an inventory of the items that are in the building. So those need to be moved out for what's going to be kept for the History Center, then either dispose of or sell or give away what the other items are that are in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would need to graze the building. I know that, you know, there's people think, oh, it looks like it should be able to fix that up. And I know we've told reported this in the past. We've had three contractors come and take a look at that and said it's not worth salvaging. And we feel bad because it's really kind of starting to deteriorate even a little bit more. But next step then will be that the building will be removed. And in the meantime, along with that, then we need to try and get input on what do we want to have down there. The slight improvements that we've been able to make already is if you go down the location, we have a new road sign. So when you get down to the bottom of the Mongona Hill, and there's a new Kate Shelley Park sign that's been updated. The old one had a lot of wear and tear and was almost faded to where you couldn't read it. So at least this directional sign is new. And the Boone County Conservation Committee is going to be putting up signage this month. We haven't gotten notified yet about when they're going to be able to put that up. But at least there'll be a board up down at that area, a tri-panel that'll tell the history of Kate Shelley and about the site and the location and her heroism.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it was just July 6th was just the anniversary for Kate Shelley's heroic act. So and we did post that on Facebook. We are on Facebook, and we do have a site for the Historical Center, and so we did recognize Kate Shelley on that day with just a little recap of the history of her.
She is a part of our history.
Again, you can contact me, 515-291-8108. If you're interested in Kate Shelley, that I can get a list of names. I have a couple already, and when we are ready to move into action with that, then you'll be notified and you can help. So
in the meantime,
and we always can take, if you're doing a donation and you want to donate and you want to specify the funds for a particular project, you can do that. In fact, we do have some funds that are earmarked from a memorial that are specific to go directly to improvements out at Kate Shelley Park. So
good. And I know it's one of those things people will always ask about. It is part of our history. So, and again, we haven't forgotten. It's just you only have so many volunteers, so many people are spending so much time to, it can only be so many places at once. So.
Right.
Well, I do know, I was going to ask, even with all of the construction stuff going on, it seems to me you guys still have had pretty good traffic of people coming to make use of the lower level.
Yes, the community room, it was just rented out over the weekend. We are still having use on that. Our costs, we did bump it up a little bit, but we still feel like we're reasonable. We know there's lots of other places that people could select to have their events, and we appreciate it if you do pick us.
It is. Right now, the challenge would be on the parking and that, but otherwise, still very convenient to use, and full kitchen, the whole works.
It's really our front access that the construction is kind of, but I know the other streets are going to change a little bit. Right now, using the parking lot, for entrance to the community building, we have you use that lower level south entrance door. And so there is some parking available there that is not bad. And then the parking lot right across where Domino's and I think the smoke shop is there, you can park and walk across the street. So there still is parking.
So it works. They can get there.
Yeah. Just have to modify a little bit.
A little bit. Other things?
No, not that I can think of. Just I always push membership. I think right now we're at about 190 members. Rita Knight is the person who takes care of tracking our membership and to accepting those funds and then getting a thank you and a membership card out to anyone. If you did send in a membership and you didn't get that back, give us a call and let us know. Also, if you're wondering, did I renew my membership? I don't know if I did or not. I can't remember. Then you certainly can just give us a call and say, hey, can you please check and see is my membership current or not? So, and we will pretty soon, I'm not sure what month we do decrease that and kind of prorate the cost if you do join, because it is a calendar year membership. It goes from January through December of the year.
So if you join now, you're only going to the end of the year. You're not going till next July. So
right, exactly. It doesn't roll over. So
But just and because again, you become a member doesn't mean you're obligated to do a lot of things. You can do as much as you want.
Right. As little or as much as you want. I mean, really, honestly, I'm going to say the largest majority of our members don't volunteer, to be honest with you. So it's good to have the membership and to be supportive of us in that way. But like I said, you can do as little or as much. Everybody has different talents.
Sure.
And interests. I think the biggest barrier for most people is, well, I'm not a historian. What could I do? You know, and you don't have to be a historian to be helpful at the History Center.
Sure. So. Okay. All right. Final notes for anybody before we see you. We'll have a meeting coming up in August.
Right. We'll be doing that, and we'll keep you posted. So keep an eye out for information as we progress along. And again, just if it's a super hot day and you don't feel like going to the pool and you want to get cool and be inside, come visit us at the History Center and we'll visit with you. We've got bottles of water. We've got a Keurig coffee maker. You can come in and sit down in the research room and you can visit with whoever's manning the gift shop. So we'd love to have you.
All right. Marty, thanks for visiting with us, keeping us updated on what's going on. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All righty.
Take care. Bye.
Marty Lamore, board member of the Boone County Historical Society.